Today's New Testament reading is the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 20th chapter. And as Jesus was going up to Jerusalem, he took the 12 disciples aside, and on the way he said to them, "See, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be delivered over to the chief priests and scribes, and they will condemn him to death, and deliver him over to the Gentiles to be mocked and flogged and crucified, and he will be raised on the third day." Then the mother of the sons of Zebedee came up to him with her sons, and kneeling before him, she asked him for something. And he said to her, "What do you want?" She said to him, "Say that these two sons of mine are to sit one at your right hand and one at your left in your kingdom." Jesus answered, "You do not know what you are asking. Are you able to drink the cup that I am to drink?" They said to him, "We are able." He said to them, "You will drink my cup, but to sit at my right hand and at my left is not mine to grant, but it is for those for whom it has been prepared by my Father." And when the 10 heard it, they were indignant at the two brothers. But Jesus called them to him and said, "You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great ones exercise authority over them. It shall not be so among you. But whoever would be great among you must be your servant, and whoever would be first among you must be your slave, even as the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." And as they went out of Jericho, a great crowd followed him. And behold, there were two blind men sitting by the roadside. And when they heard that Jesus was passing by, they cried out, "Lord, have mercy on us, Son of David." The crowd rebuked them, telling them to be silent, but they cried out all the more, "Lord, have mercy on us, Son of David." And stopping, Jesus called them and said, "What do you want me to do for you?" They said to him, "Lord, let our eyes be opened." And Jesus, in pity, touched their eyes, and immediately they recovered their sight and followed him. This is the word of the Lord. For today's meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor Larry Peters from Grace Lutheran Church in Clarksville, Tennessee.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. In the movie The Hunt for Red October, the Russians are chasing down a runaway sub and its commander. The Americans are watching, seeing how their radar pings away, but nobody is listening to see what it all means. In Matthew 20, Jesus is pinging away at the shape of his ministry, and it looks like a cross. But nobody's listening to see what it means. The Son of Man is going to Jerusalem, where he will be delivered over to the chief priests and scribes, who will condemn him to death and hand him over to the Gentiles to be mocked, flogged, and crucified. And on the third day, he will rise again. But nobody is listening. Jesus lays out in detail why he has come, but nobody's listening. Salome brings her sons to Jesus for a share of his glory, but she cannot see the glory of which Jesus speaks, for it is the cross. Each of the other disciples bristle at the idea that somebody else got there first and claimed their place on the left and right hand of Jesus in his kingdom. Nobody is listening. "Are you able to drink the cup I drink?" asked Jesus. "Sure we are," they say, without batting an eye. Unbeknownst to them, their future will be to drink the cup Jesus drank. James would be the first of the 12 to drink the cup of death, but certainly not the last. There are still Christians who taste the cup of death to be faithful to Christ. It is a cup that seems never to be empty. What they did hear from Jesus was the promise of the lowly being lifted up, and they were chomping at the bit for the taste of that kind of exaltation. Are we not like them? We sometimes find the cross a scandal and an offense. We may stick in there in the hope of tasting some glory. The chance to sit down at a banquet feast of victory and triumph with a side of gloating over our enemies thrown in. We want the sweet desserts of revenge, but not Jesus. He has come for the cross because in the cross there is mercy for sinners. Where sinners cry out in repentance still, mercy still answers. Jesus is too patient with this mom and her sons of thunder. He is too kind to the indignant disciples who thought James and John had beat them to the punch. He is too gracious to us when we are disappointed that his gifts are only the forgiveness of sins, the life that death cannot overcome, and the salvation purchased and won not with silver or gold, but with Jesus' holy and precious blood. The Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. And those who would walk with him in this cross-shaped life will find that there is where authority means service, and the path to becoming a Lord is to be the servant of all. The cross is the shape of Jesus' life for us, and it is the shape of the life of those who live in Christ by baptism and faith. Jesus unjustly suffered and died, but in that death is promoted the greatest injustice of all, the injustice we call mercy. Mercy that forgives the guilty, that exalts the humble, that rescues the dead from the prison of their grave. Mercy that offers hope to the unbroken and the wounded. Mercy that gives sight to the blind, that opens the deaf to hear. Mercy that gives heaven to those unworthy of it. And you and I come today like the blind man whom Jesus healed. Lord, have mercy on us, we cry. Let our eyes be opened. Open our ears to hear. Open our hearts to believe. Give us faith to believe rightly so that we may live faithfully and witness boldly. It is only the cross. In Jesus' name, amen.
We thank Pastor Larry Peters from Grace Lutheran Church in Clarksville, Tennessee, for today's meditation on God's Word.